Today's daf is Menachos daf Nun Vav. We are holding in daf Nun Hey Amid Beis, and we are beginning the sugya of Tzafon. We already began the sugya yesterday of Tzafon, the requirement to do things in the north, to shecht kachay kachim. You don't have the entire azara to shecht kachay kachim. You have to shecht kachay kachim dafka in the north. Just some introductory remarks to the din of Tzafon. The halach is all kachay kachim need to be shechted in the north. The Torah only says it explicitly about a karban ola. Says by a karban ola v'shachat osol yerachem izbech tzafona lifnei Hashem. By a karban chatos, the fact that you shechted b'tzafon is derived from the fact that by a chatos yachid it says v'shachat osol chatos b'makom ha'ola. It also says v'shachat osol chatos b'makom asher yishchatos ha'ola. And by the seer nasi v'shachat osol b'makom asher yishchatos ha'ola. And zos Torah sachatos b'makom asher tishchat ola tishchat achatos. So the Torah tells us over and over and over again that a karban chatos is shechted b'tzafon as well. By a karban asham, we learn that it's shechted b'tzafon from the fact that the Torah says b'makom asher yishchatu es ha'ola yishchatu es ha'asham. They shecht the asham in the same place they shecht the ola. So similar to the way chatos is learned out, that we derive it from the fact that the Torah tells us explicitly by an ola, and then the Torah tells us do these other karbanos in the same place that you do the ola. By kivsei atzeres and chag hashvuos yishchat b'tzafon, we learn that from the fact that the Torah says v'asisam series imechad lechatos u'shnei kvasim neishanu lezevach shlamim. So there's a hekish between chatos and the kivsei atzeres, even though the kivsei atzeres are shlamim. So we say just like a chatos b'tzafon, so too the kivsei atzeres are b'tzafon. So we have that hekish to teach us the link. But when it comes to shchitas kachay kachim, it's not only the shchita that has to be b'tzafon, the kabbalas hadam has to be b'tzafon as well. The Mishnah Nezu Mekomen says, kibul daman b'kli shareis b'tzafon. We're all familiar with that Mishnah, but the halachas hadam, the zrikas hadam on the Mizbeach, that does not require tzafon. So it's the shchita and the kabbalah, not the halacha and the zrika. Two out of the four avodos have to be b'tzafon. However, there's a big chilek between the requirement of shchita b'tzafon and the requirement of kabbalah b'tzafon. They're two totally different dinim in the following way. When it comes to shchitas kachim, even though the behema has to be b'tzafon, the person doing the shchita does not have to be b'tzafon. He could stand b'darom or even chutz la'azara and shecht if he has a long enough knife to reach the animal that's standing b'tzafon la'azara. As opposed to by the kabbalas hadam, the kohen that's mekabel the dam also needs to be in the tzafon. And it's not just the kli that he's being mekabel with that has to be b'tzafon. The kohen himself has to be standing b'tzafon. He has to be firmly planted b'tzafon and be mekabel the dam. If the kohen is machnes rosh of ruba mekabel the dam, it's ki'ilu he's not nichnas at all. He has to be totally standing b'tzafon. The definition of tzafon is we learned this was sugyan zvachim daf chaf, a three way machlokas tanaim exactly how to define the tzafon. But some of the achronim point out, the Mikdash David points out that whole discussion of how to define tzafon is only in regards to the tzafon of shchitas kachay kachim. But legabi the din of kabbalas dam, the tzafon required for kabbalas dam, everyone says that the entire tzafon ha'azara is for sure included, that it's not going to be limited in any way by the discussion that we have in Zvachim and Daf Chaf, whether it's Mikir Mizbeach Tzfoni and Ad Kosla Azara Tzfoni, or even Bein Olam Mizbeach, or even Makom Drisus Ragle HaKohanim. So that whole discussion is only about the Shechita, but Legabe, the Kabbalah Sadam, then for sure the entire Tzafon HaZara is included. Okay, so let's see in the Gemara now. We left off yesterday about the first wide line, I would say, where we were discussing how we know. We've discussed that we learned from two different psukim about the seir nasi having to be b'tzafon, that all chataos are shechted b'tzafon. And the Gemara discussed what's the havamina to assume a chataos is not shechted b'tzafon. So we thought that we said that the havamina is that since it says oso, I might have thought oso b'tzafon, but a chataos is not b'tzafon. That's the havamina, that the chataos is not shechted b'tzafon. Kamash mulan, we have these psukim to tell me it is shechted b'tzafon. Great, now that I have these psukim, tell me it is shechted. Masechta B'Tzafon. What do I do with that Oso? Oso is coming to be Mema'it something. So what? It's not coming to tell me it's not Shechta B'Tzafon because we have all these Ribuyim to tell me it is Shechta B'Tzafon. So V'Hasha D'Naf Kleimim Shechta Zechatos Oso L'Mutei Mai. Once we have a Shechta Zechatos, what's Oso coming to exclude? So the Gemara says L'Mu'utei Nachshon V'Shechta Of B'Pesach Simen. We're going to have four explanations over the course of the coming Amud of what it's coming to exclude. So number one, possibility number one, Oso B'Tzafon Ve'in Sir Nachshon B'Tzafon. What it's coming to tell me is that Oso B'Tzafon, but the Sir Nachshon that the Nesiim brought at the Chanukas HaMizbeach, that did not have to be B'Tzafon. It's Lav Davka Nachshon, Rashi points out, Shekriva Nesiim Si'irei Chatos B'Chanukas HaMizbeach, Rashi says. Why does it say Nachshon? U'lahach Inaka Nachshon, Duar Rishon, he was the first of the Nesiim, but it's really just the Sirim that the Nesiim brought at the Chanukas HaMizbeach. So that's what it's coming to exclude, that does not require Tzafon. Why would I have had a Hava Mina that Seir Nachshon does require Tzafon? Salkadai Techamina Hol Vis Rabbi Linin Smicha Vis Rabbi Nami Linin Tzafon. I might have thought since Seir Nachshon requires Smicha, so it should require Tzafon as well, meaning treat it like Kachik Kachim, treat it for real like Kachik. If you treat it like Kachik Kachim in regards to Smicha, so it should require Tzafon as well, Kamash Malan. Therefore comes to tell me, Oso, no, that only Oso requires Tzafon, Seir Nachshon does not require Tzafon. Frakta Gemara Smicha. Where do we find that Seir Nachshon requires smicha? We took that as for granted. Where does it ever say that? Titania, we have the following brisa: V'samach yado al rosh ha'seir l'rabu Seir Nachshon l'smicha. Dev Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you see from the pasuk, it says V'samach yado al rosh ha'seir. That says that by the Seir the nasi, and it could have said V'samach yado al rosho. Why does it say al rosh ha'seir? Comes to include another seir, the Seir Nachshon, the seir that the nasiim brought at the Chanukah Samizbeach as well. So that's where I know that requires smicha. Once I know it requires smicha, there's a Hava Amina to include it for Tzafon as well. Kamash Malan, that also tells me otherwise. But Rabbi Shimon in that price says that no, from that pasuk I learned, L'rabo Si'irei Avodas Kachavim L'smicha. Not to include Seir Nachshon. Seir Nachshon doesn't require smicha. It's L'rabo Si'irei Avodas Kachavim L'smicha. So Maskefla Ravina. Ravina just points out the obvious now. Tenach L'Rabbi Yehuda. The drasha of Oso to be Mema'id Seir Nachshon from Tzafon only makes sense if there's a Hava Mina to include them. There's only a Hava Mina to include them according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that they're included for Smicha. But the Rabbi Shimon Ma'ikel Meimar, Rabbi Shimon who does not include this Seir Nachshon for Smicha, why is there ever a Hava Mina to include them for Tzafon? I don't need Oso to exclude Tzafon. And then the Gemara goes a step further. Forget about Rabbi Shimon. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Oso can't be excluding Tzafon of Seir Nachshon. Because Maide is Rabbi, or Maide Lois Rabbi, Lois Rabbi. Because even though, yes, you have a drasha to tell me that Seir Nachshon requires smicha, the fact that you need a drasha to tell me that Seir Nachshon requires smicha implies that typically Seir Nachshon does not have the rules of regular kachin kachim. And so, okay, you have a drasha to tell me it requires smicha, so it requires smicha. But still no Hava Mina that it should require Tzafon, and if there's no Hava Mina that it should require Tzafon, I don't need a Pasuk of Oso to exclude Tzafon. And if you're going to say no, had the Torah not explicitly said Oso to exclude it from Tzafon, I would learn it from a Binyanav that it should require Tzafon just like it requires that it should require Tzafon. We learn from Binyanav from Sir Nasi. Well, then Smicha Gufalish to Kraminav Vitesi Binyanav. Then I shouldn't need a Reboy for Smicha either, because if I'm going to learn everything out from the regular Sir Nasi, so I'll know Smicha from there also from the Binyanav. I don't need a special Reboy. From the fact that I have a special Reboy, that Seir Nachshon requires Smicha, that shows me that normally Seir Nachshon doesn't require any of the normal Kachi Kachim Halachos, including Tzafon. So therefore, I don't need a Limud of Oso to tell me it doesn't require Tzafon. There's never a Havamina that it should require Tzafon. Elashami Daros Lo Yalfinan. We just obviously don't learn from the Seir Nasi. We don't learn the Halacha of the Seir Nachshon, which is only Shah from the halachos of Chatos in general, which are Midoros. So Achanami, Shah Midoros, Lo Yalfinan. So that's what we would say is the rule over here. And therefore, there's never a Havamina to assume that Seir Nachshon does require Tzafon. If there's no Havamina to assume it does require Tzafon, then there's obviously no need to tell us that to tell us that it does that if there's never that oso comes to tell me that it doesn't need safon. You don't need a pasuk to tell me it doesn't need safon. If there's never a havamina that it should need safon in the first place. So our first attempt to use the word oso has now failed. Right? We tried to say that oso is coming to be memayit sir nachshon from safon. We said no. We don't need a pasuk to be memayit sir nachshon from safon. Attempt number two. Ella osota un safon ve'in hashochet omid b'tzafon. Maybe Oso is telling me that yes, the karba needs tzafon, but the shochet doesn't need to stand in the tzafon. Remember, this is what we said before, that there's a difference between the tzafon required for shchita and the tzafon required for kabbalah. By shchita, the shochet doesn't have to stand in the tzafon, the animal needs to be in the tzafon. By kabbalah, the person doing the kabbalah, the kohen himself, needs to be in the tzafon. Maybe that's what Oso is telling me, to exclude the person. Say that it's only tzafon is a din in the animal, not a din in the person doing the shchita. Says the Gemara, I don't need Oso for that. Meaning, that's correct. The halacha is true, but I don't need Oso to teach it to me. Mid Rabbi Achya nafka. We learn it from Rabbi Achya. The Ditanya, Rabbi Achya Omer, Vishachat Oso al Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafona. Now here's where it can get confusing. This Vishachat Oso is a different Oso than the Oso we've been working with. So we're going to learn it from an Oso, but not the same Oso. And that's the issue. Don't use the Oso we initially were using to tell me that the Shochet doesn't need to be B'Tzafon, because Rabbi Achya learned from Vishachat Oso al Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafona, that Oso, that Matam Lomer, what's the Pasuk teaching? We find by the one doing Kabbalah Sadam that he's got to stand in the Tzafon and be Mekabel in the Tzafon. And if he stands in the Darom and he's Mekabel the Dam in the Tzafon, so that's Puzzle. The Kohen that does the Kabbalah has to actually be in the Tzafon. I might think the same is true by the Shochet, that it's not good enough that the Shechita be done in the Tzafon, but that the Shochet must be standing in the Tzafon, you might think. Tamalom Roso! That's why we have Oso. Oso b'tzafon lo shochet tzarchli Oso b'tzafon. That's why Oso teaches me that no, the shochet doesn't have to be in the tzafon. So it's that Oso that teaches me the shochet doesn't have to be in the tzafon. Not our Oso that teaches it to me. So our Oso is still free. So now our second attempt to explain what to do with our Oso has failed. We wanted it to say it teaches me that the shochet doesn't have to stand in the tzafon, but we already know that the shochet doesn't have to stand in the tzafon. That din has already been derived. Tosfos on Daf Heyom and Aleph in this Masechta and in Zvachim and Daf Yudalid says this din, that the shochet doesn't have to stand in the tzafon, is a raya that shchita lav avoda. When we have that concept that shchita is not an avoda, the raya that shchita is lav avoda is the fact that the shochet doesn't have to stand in the tzafon. That's why the mekabel does have to stand in the tzafon, because kabbalah sadam is an avoda. And if you're doing an avoda, you need to do the avoda wherever that avoda needs to be done. By kachet kachem, the avodas need to be done with tzafon. So, or at least two avodas, shchita and kabbalah, need to be done with tzafon. So that's how you see shchita is not a real full-fledged avoda. Rav Shechter in Ginas Egos, in the Sefer Ginas Egos, has a beautiful explanation of why it is that shchita does not have to be done in the tzafon. In addition to Tosis's explanation of just that it's lav avoda, so Rav Shechter points out that just like we've mentioned many times in the past, the Beis Halevi has a yesod, that there are two dinim in achilas kachim. Now when it comes to the issue of achilas kachim, of eating karbanos, there's a mitzvah of yehei ne'echal, that the carbon should get eaten, and sometimes there's also a mitzvah of achila, that you have to do a maisa achila, a din in the chefza and a din in the gavra. L'mashal, if there was only a din sheyehei ne'echal, just to illustrate, if there was only a din sheyehei ne'echal, you would be able to split up a carbon amongst 1,000 kohanim and have everyone get a teeny tiny drop as long as the whole thing gets eaten at the end. No single kohen did a maisa achila because everyone got less than a kazayis. But if there's a din of a mitzvah sachila, so then the kohanim themselves have to each eat a kazayis as well. If it was only a mitzvah sachila and not a din sheyehei ne'echal, a kohen could eat one kazayis and leave the rest of the carbon over. No, but there's a din also, sheyehei ne'achal. So Beis Halevi says, by Korban Pesach is unique, where you have both elements. Most Korbanos, there's only a din sheyehei ne'achal. Korban Pesach is a mitzvah sachila, plus a mitzvah sheyehei ne'achal. So Shechter says, it's not only by achilas kachim that you have two kiyumin, af bechol avodos kachim nami beinan shiuben beis hakiyumim alalu. This is simin nun beis os beis in Ginas Egos. Also by all the avodos of kachim, you need two kiyumim. Number one, kiyum in the gavra of, let's say, Kabbalah Saddam, that the gavra is doing a Kabbalah Saddam, and a kiyum in the cheftza, that the avoda is being done on the cheftza shel carbon, that the dam of the carbon is being niskabel. So a kiyum in the gavra and a kiyum on the cheftza. So says Rav Shechter in Os Hei, Umeati Yishlomer, Demei Haitem Abin B'kol Avodas HaKarbon Shei Lo Ra Guf Beim HaKarbon Ba'Azara Elav Guf HaShal HaKohen Oved. Why does the Kohen need to be in the Azara, and it's not good enough that the Behema upon whom the avoda is being done needs to be in the Azara? And why is it by Kachay Kachim that have to be in the tzafon? It's not good enough that the animals in the tzafon, the kohen has to be in the tzafon as well, because you have two kiyumim, a kiyum in the cheftza and a kiyum in the gavra. The animal needs to be in the tzafon for kachim kachim and in the azara for kachim kalim because of the kiyum in the cheftza. The kohen needs to be there because of the kiyum in the gavra. So he says, "Me'atanir lefarish dezeratz lomar tosos." That's what tosos means to say. "Deme'acha debeshchita lo binan shi'ash shochet b'fnim ba'azara." Hare delo be'inan hechsher makom bata gavra shochet el rak bata korban bilvad. When we say that shechita is lav avoda, it means it's not an avoda klape the gavra, klape the cheftza. It is an avoda. So the cheftza, the behema, has to be in the tzafon. But the kohen who's doing the shechita doesn't need to be in the tzafon. That's the chiddush of the kohen not being in the tzafon. That the element of avodas hashechita is only a din of avoda in the cheftza. It's not a din of avoda in the kiyum gavra. That's why the kohen does not have to be in the tzafon. The davke echad bin shias agavra avoda hu demetzrochin a kohen. Ach shechita lav avoda hi mitzad haagavra. Ela rak mitzad hachefza da korban. Shechita is not an avoda mitzad the gavra, only mitzad the chefza the korban, that it needs to be nishchat kim mitzvasa, but not that you need to do a shechita. And therefore, there's no din kohen on the gavra. There's no din kohen being in the tzafon on the gavra. That's Rav Shechter's explanation. Okay, so now the Gemara tries to figure out a third possibility of how to use oso. We're still trying to figure out what to do with the word oso. Says the Gemara, Ela oso b'tzafon Ve'in ben of bitzafon. Maybe he's coming to teach me that oso is bitzafon, the normal carbon chatos of the nasi is bitzafon, but not a ben of. A ben of is not brought bitzafon, a bird is not. I might have thought we should learn from a kalvachomer from a tzon, from an animal. Umma ben son shalo kavalo kohen kavalo tzafon. A ben son that is not kavalo kohen, nevertheless is kavalo tzafon, because we know shechita is ksher bizarre. You don't need a kohen to do shechita. So by an animal where it gets shechita, not malika, you don't need a kohen. And nevertheless, we still insist on tzafon that the shechita be done in the tzafon. So ben of shekavalo kohen ain't a din shnikvalo tzafon. By a bird, we don't do shechita, we do malika. Malika must be done by a kohen. So by a bird where we insist on having a kohen, so all the more so, we should insist on having tzafon. That's the kal v'chomer. And therefore, that's the hava mina, to say that that ben of should require tzafon. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me, oh so, but ben of does not require tzafon. The pasuk is needed because of the hava mina of this kal v'chomer. Says the Gemara, mal ben son shekin kavalo kli. Now the kalvachomer is an invalid kalvachomer anyway. Maybe the reason that by an animal it requires tzafon is because it also requires kli. What does it mean requires kli? You need a knife to do the shechita. So maybe that's a chumrah that behema has that oaf doesn't have. And therefore there is no kalvachomer to say that if you demand tzafon for a behema, for sure you should demand tzafon for a bird. If there's no kalvachomer, there's no havamina to demand tzafon for a bird. If there's no havamina, then there's no reason that oso should be telling me to not that way. I don't need oso to tell me that you don't need tzafon for the bird. So we're back to the drawing board. We're stuck again. What do we do with our word oso? Now the Achronim raised the following question. The Brisker Rav raises, why do you need a miut that a ben of does not require tzafon? The makom of the ben of the malika sof is on the mizbeach, and the mizbeach has a din of a tzafon. That's we learned in the Mishnah that kachim Sheshachlid Brosh HaMizbeach is Ki'ilu Neshchatu B'Tzafon, that Kachikachim Yeshachta on the Rosh HaMizbeach, it's as if it's Shachlid B'Tzafon. So if you're Molik the Oaf on the Mizbeach, so of course it is Tzafon. So what do you mean? That Oso, or even without Oso, I already know anyway that there's no requirement of Tzafon. Yes, there is. It's supposed to be done on Rosh HaMizbeach. That is Tzafon. So how can we say that there's no requirement of Tzafon by Ben Oaf? So the Chazon Yecheskel, according to the Birei Daf, is Miyashiv as follows. By the din of Tzafon, it's not enough that the Maisa Shchita or Kabbalah be done with Tzafon. The Kviyas Makom of the Korban itself has to be in the Tzafon as well. For, like the Gemara says, also b'tzafon, that the behema itself has to be b'tzafon. So if the din of tzafon was noheg by a ben oaf, the din would be that the entire bird would have to be b'rosh ha-mizbeach, which has a din of tzafon. But now that we say that ben oaf does not require tzafon, the malika, yeah, has to be done on the rosh ha-mizbeach. But the bird doesn't have to be on the Rosh Mizbeach. The Oaf Atzmo, or the Rova, the Oaf, doesn't have to be on the Rosh Mizbeach. It could be over the side of the Mizbeach, as long as the Kohen doing the Malika, and the spot of the Malika is on the Rosh Mizbeach. So that's the nafkamina between saying requiring Tzafon and requiring Rosh Mizbeach. But anyway, we're still trying to figure out what are we going to do with the word Oso. Oh, just also one more thing. Tosus points out over here that it's strange that in other places in Shas, we do have this Pircha. Anytime we try to have a Kal V'Chomer, that if something is true of a behema, it's got to be true of an oaf, we do raise this issue of, no, mal ben tzon shekein kavalo kli, we do raise that in Ezu Mekoman, but he's bothered that in Gemara and Kiddushin Daf Lamed Vav, tries to learn ben oaf mikal v'chomrim ben tzon shalo kavalo koin l'shkitaso v'kavalo koin l'azaaso, and it doesn't raise this as an issue as to why the kal v'chomer is an invalid kal v'chomer. So Tosus is a little bit bothered by that. Okay, so he thinks that maybe the Pircha only works when it comes to Tzafon, when it comes to an issue, Tzafon-related issue, doesn't work by other issues. Let's see the Gemara Vayitzi now. So the fourth possibility, what do we do with the word Oso? Ela Oso b'Tzafon, ve'in Pesach b'Tzafon. It's coming to tell me not to bring Karm Pesach does not require Tzafon, that the entire Azara is kosher for the Karm Pesach. So says Gemara, I need a drasha. So Pesach mit Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov nafka. I already know Karm Pesach from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Detani Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Amar Yachol Yei Pesach Tal Tzafon. I might have thought that Karm Pesach has to be shechted in the north part of the Azara. Vidinhu, and the truth is you could have made a logical argument for it. Uma Ola Shlo Kavala Zman B'Shechitasa Kavala Tzafon. If Ola, where we don't have a set time that you need to do the Shechit of the Karman Ola, nevertheless, we still demand that it be done with Tzafon. We're very picky about it being done with Tzafon. So Karm Pesach, where we are kovei azman for the shechita of the Karm Pesach, so all the more so, we see we are very picky about the Karm Pesach, and therefore it should be b'tzafon as well. No, it says in Gemara, Mala Ola Shekein Kalil. There's a chumra that Ola has, the Pesach doesn't. Namely, that Ola is entirely burnt on the Mizbeach. Karm Pesach is not. We just discussed there's a mitzvah sachil about Karm Pesach. It says, okay, maybe mechatas. You should learn it out from chatas. That just like chatas requires tzafon, so too Karm Pesach requires tzafon. No, Mala Chatas Shekein Mechaper Salcheve Krisos. Can't learn it out from chatas. Chatas has its own chumra that it's mechaper for Cheve Krisos. Pesach is not. Me Asher, maybe you should learn it out from Karm Nashim. Just like Asher requires tzafon, Karm Pesach needs tzafon. But Asham is Kachi Kachim. Mikulu Nabi Shkin Kachi Kachim. The Gemara says the truth is, all at once you have that reason. So Chatas and Asham are also Chatas, Asham, and Ola are all Kachi Kachim. So that's a good reason why you can't learn Pesach from any of them. Bottom line, therefore, is there's never a Havamina that Karm Pesach should require Tzafon. I therefore don't need Oso to tell me Karm Pesach does not require Tzafon. So we said we're going to have four attempts of what to do with this Oso. We now exhausted all four, and they all four failed. So now what do you got to do? Go back to one of the earlier ones and see why it didn't really fail. Says Gemara, let's go back to number two. Eliolam kidaka amrinan. Let's go back to the reason that we said meikara. Oso b'tzafon vena shochet b'tzafon. That maybe it's coming to tell me that the shochet doesn't have to stand b'tzafon. Why did we reject that one? That was number two of the four. Why did we reject that one? Udka kashalach midravach yonafka, that we already know the shochet doesn't need to stand in the tzafon from Rav Achtia's Oso. We don't need our own Oso to teach me that. Rav Achtia, Lav Lemutei Shochet B'Tzavon Udasa. No, Rav Achtia is not coming to tell me that the Shochet does not stand in the Tzavon. El Hachikam Ar'ena Shochet B'Tzavon Av Mekabel B'Tzavon. What Rav Achtia is really trying to teach me with his Oso is that the Mekabel does need to be in the Tzavon. Not trying to teach me that the Shochet doesn't need to be in the Tzavon. We put the emphasis on the wrong half of a sentence. It's our Oso that teaches me the Shochet does not have to be in the Tzavon. So Mekabel Mi Lakach Lakach Nafka. So says Umar, but the fact that the Mekabel has to be in the Tzavon, don't we learn that from a lekach lekach gzer shava? So lekach lekach, I'm sorry, lekach vilakach from the extra vav in vilakach. So it says Gemara, no, lekach vilakach lo mashmalei. Rabbi Achia didn't think that that was a valid form of a drasha to take the extra vav and learn that the mekabel needs to be in the tzafon. So therefore, Rabbi Achia's also is there to teach me that the mekabel needs to be in the tzafon. Our also comes to teach me that the shochet does not have to stand in the tzafon. The animal needs to be in the tzafon b'shashkita, but the shochet doesn't need to be in the tzafon. There is a chakir in the Achronim, the Chiddush Rabbi Yalev. This din of Tzafon is it a din in each karban b'fnei atzmo, a din in an ola, a din in a chatas, a din in an asham, and that's what's implied from the fact that we need separate drushos to teach me the din of Tzafon for each of those karbanos? Or do you say no, it's one general din that kachi kachim required Tzafon? Kachi kachim required Tzafon, that all kachi kachim required Tzafon. So he writes, from the fact that the Gemara wants to say that maybe Karban Pesach should require Tzafon and needs a limud to tell me that it shouldn't, that shows you that it's not a din in Kachi Kachim, because Karban Pesach is not Kachi Kachim. It shows you that it's a din in each Karban, and you have to figure out each Karban on its own. But then he says, no, maybe that's goof of the Maskanas of the Gemara. Well, why does the Gemara reject it? The Gemara says, Mala Ashram Shekein Kachi Kachim, Mikulanami Shekein Kachi Kachim. Look at all the examples that required Tzafon. They're all Kachi Kachim. Meaning, maybe once we have the separate drasha for each of them, for Ola, for Chatos, for Asham, and we notice that the Torah is telling me about each of them that they all required Tzafon, maybe now it becomes a din that it's Dafka, a din Kachi Kachim. And therefore, by definition, Pesach is excluded. You don't need any Limudim to exclude Pesach. Pesach is excluded because it's not Kachi Kachim. So that's the issue the Chiddush Rabbi Yalev raises. Okay. The Gemara had said, the Mishnah had said rather, v'chay v'alishasa v'alarichasa v'alafiyasa, that you're not allowed to make karb mincha into chametz, with the two notable exceptions at the beginning of the parak, but not only are you not allowed to make it into chametz, each step in the process you're chayv separately for dealing with chametz at each step in the process. So Amar Rav Papa, afa lo kishtayim, if you bake it, you're actually chayv twice. So why are you chayv twice? It's just baking. Achas alarichasa v'achas alafiyasa. One for arranging the breads and one for baking it. But I just baked it. I didn't arrange them. Why am I chayiv for arranging the breads? I didn't do that. So says Rashi, afal lo kashtayim da afia kimar arichahi. Rashi says, by definition, baking is the finishing up of the arranging of the bread. Tulsa says that's ridiculous. That no, afia is afia, aricha is aricha. How can you say baking is arranging? Those are two separate avodos. So Tulsa says in the second wide line, v'nir lefarish techayv shtayim mishum aricha mu'etes she'osa ha'ofa b'shas afia ve'ina gemar aricha. It's not that you're chayv twice because we pretend that afia is really aricha. No, it's because when you do afia, it's typical and normal to arrange the doughs in a neat order, which is aricha. So you always do a little bit of aricha during the afia. So it's that aricha that you're chayav for, says Tosos. It's not just stam, we call afia aricha and therefore you're going to be chayav. You actually are chayav for the aricha. So says the Gemara, v'ha'amrit ma'afia miyuchadah shi'maisi yichidi v'chayav v'nala b'fnei atzma. But wait a second, didn't we say that afia you're chayav once, that you're chayav b'fnei atzma? That was the whole limud. How do I know that you're chayav separately for each of them? Because the Torah tells us that lo se'aseh and lo se'afeh. Remember we said, why do you have to tell me lo se'afeh? You already told me I'm not allowed to make the doughs b'chametz. So why does it have to say lo se'afeh? To tell me that just like afia on its own you're chayiv once, so too each of the other avodos you're chayiv once. So how can you say you're chayiv twice for afia? So lo kasha. Hadaruchu va'afahu hadaruchavri v'yavle va'afa. Let's go with Rashi's explanation. If you're doing the aricha and the afia, so then you're only chayiv once for the afia because you're already chayiv for the aricha for doing the aricha. So you're not going to be chayiv for the aricha and then twice for the afia, once for the afia shabo, once for the aricha shabo. So then you're only chayiv once for the afia. But if someone else did the aricha and then you do the afia, well, the afia is also gemar aricha. So then you're going to be chayiv twice. Now the Rambam leaves out this entire din of that if you bake the bread that you're chayiv twice, that you're lo kashtayim. So the Kesef Mishnah raises the issue in Maaser Karbanos Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Aleph. Why does the Rambam leave this out? The Halacha Mishnah explains very pashut. He says the Rambam holds like Tosos, that he explains this shita like Tosos, that why you chayiv twice, because it's normal to also do aricha while you bake. That's why you chayiv twice. Well, the Rambam already says that you chayiv for any maisa kol shehen of aricha. So if you do an aricha while you bake, it's obvious that you chayiv for the aricha as well. According to Rashi, you don't have to do any maisa aricha while you're baking. You're anyway going to be chayiv twice because baking is defined as gemar aricha. That the Rambam should have said if he held that way. So he must hold like Tosos that no, that it's only on an actual maisa aricha that you would be chayiv. Fine. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a b'risa. B'char sha'achsu dam. Let's say you have a b'char animal that has a blood disorder and therefore requires hakazas hadam. It's very ill. So makizno so is hadam b'makom she'inosin b'mum. You could do hakazas hadam as long as it's on the place of the animal that you're not going to make a mum on the animal, because you're not allowed to make a mum, you're not allowed to be matil mum on a b'char. You're not allowed to actively make a mum. Now this animal is not going to be able to be brought as a carbon anyway because it's ill, but still, you can't be the one to make the mum on the animal. So you could do that kazas adam on the place where it won't make a mum, which is the entire body of the animal, essentially, where it will heal, where you do that kazas adam. Ve'in makizin asadam makom shalosin ba'mum divrei meir. But you can't do it on a place where it will leave a permanent mark, such as the ear or something like that. That's Rabbi Meir's shita. That's what Rashi says, that azno, eino, any place that's not going to heal. So that you can't do. Ve'chamom, and the Cham disagree. They say, yakiz af that you can be makas the dam even in a place where you're going to make it a mum, but don't think that mum counts, that it's going to now allow you to shech the animal and use the animal. Meaning, when a bechor develops a mum, so then you could be shochet. You can't be shochet before it develops the mum if you're not going to use it as a karban, right? So don't think that mum counts. You need to wait for another mum. You can't be shochet on that mum. Why? So says Rashi. Why can you make the mum though? Says Rashi. Rabbi Shimon l'taimei. Sorry, we did not have to Rabbi Shimon yet. Rabbi Shimon Omer, third shita. Rabbi Shimon says the opposite direction. Af nishchat alosu mum. You can even use that mum to as an excuse to shecht. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Afilu meis in makizin los adam. Rabbi Yehuda says even if the animal is going to die, you just can't do hakazas adam on a bechor. You got to stay away from him, even on a place that you're not going to make a mum. So these are the four shitos. What's the svar for Rabbi Shimon? So Rashi points out, Rabbi Shimon l'tamei, damar davar shein miskavin mutter, v'zel lo miskavin l'hatam b'mum, al menas l'shochto alav. That it's a davar shein miskavin over here. The reason why you're allowed to shecht on that mum is because when you're doing that because it's a dam, you're not thinking to yourself, oh, I want to make a mum so that I can shecht on it, so that I can use this animal for shechita. So since you're not thinking in those terms, mel it's a davar shein miskavin, and therefore you're allowed to do it. I psikreshe, I'm not sure. It seems like it should be a psikreshe, not just a davashen and miskavin. But anyway, that's how he understands the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Amr b'chir baraba, Amr b'yochran. Hakol modim b'mechamit zacham mechamit shu chayiv. Everyone agrees that when it comes to the issur of making a karban mincha chametz, that even if it's already chametz, by making it viter chametz, you're going to be chayiv. Tichsiv lo sa'asa chametz v'lo se'afa chametz. So we learn that you're chayiv for each step. So even though when you were arranging the dough, it was already chametz, nevertheless, you're chayiv separately for afia when it's chametz. So this din of mechamei tachar mechamei, so the Karen Orah raises the following issue. Is the pshat that the Torah asks to make a korban mincha that's chametz, and therefore anything you do on this korban mincha, whether it's helping the chimutz process or not helping the chimutz process, to do avodos on the korban mincha, not avodos in the avodos sense, but to do the preparatory works on the korban mincha, the afia, the aricha, the lisha, on a mincha that's chametz, that itself is the iser? Or maybe no. Maybe the kavana is that it's usher to do tosefes chimutz. It's usher to help the leavening process along. And it's only when these actions actually make it more leavened end that it's the Isser, that it's making it more chametz that's the Isser. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. Rashi says afilu achi modim mechametz achar mechametz menachos, that anything that helps in the kolam esayein bechimutz can go orech achar alash va'ofa achar orech kulan chayavim esayein bechimutz, that it helps in the chimutz, makes it sound like you're only chayv if you're actually pushing the chimutz further along. You're pushing along the process of the leavening of the bread. There's a machlok sachron with the Isser mechametz achar mechametz. What if on the flip side, what if you cause greater chimutz without doing any of these actions, without lush, aricha, you add a little more yeast. So is that also an Isser? Once it's already chametz, you add a little more yeast, so you make it leaven further. Is that also an Isser? So that's also a discussion in the Achronim. Some of the Achronim say, no, you have to change the status. So if you turn it from dough to sa'ar, so that would be it. That would be an Isser. But just turning it from partially chametz dough to more chametz dough, that's no good. Other Achronim say, well, if half of the dough is chametz, and you're machmetz the other half of the dough, so that's an Isser. You have to be adding something new. Okay, so everyone agrees that when it comes to mechametz achar mechametz, that is an Isser. The mesaris achar mesaris shu chayiv. Everyone agrees that also by mesaris achar mesaris that you're chayiv. There's an Isser of sirus on both behema and adam. You're not allowed to be mesari. You're not allowed to castrate a person. So let's say the person's already castrated. So can you castrate him further? Meaning there are different levels. Maybe he's partially cut and you cut him entirely now. So he already couldn't have children. He already was ruined. So dechsiv umauch v'kasus v'natuk v'karus. Pasuk gives all these different types of sirus. So yimal koris uchayev al notik lakolshkein. So if you're chayev for koris, which is partial severing of the gid, so of course you're chayev for the complete severing of the gid. Why wouldn't you be? Right? It's a kav l'chomer. Elo lahavi notik achar koris uchayev. It must be telling me that even if he's already karus, you're still chayev for being notik. You're still chayev for the next step. So that everyone agrees to. It's interesting. The prisha in Evan Ezer and Simon Hay says, how do I know that you can't be notek achar kores, if the guy's already karos, that you can't be notek? So the Prisha says that the source is, Pasuk says, lo sa'asu b'lashon rabin, as opposed to b'lashon yachid. So it tells me that even multiple actions of sirus are usher. So everyone asks on the Prisha, he's against the Gemara. The Gemara says it's just from the fact that the Torah lists off all of these separate types of sirus. But aside from the fact that he's against the Gemara, Chassam Sofer points out there's a major nafgamina between his reason and the Gemara's reason. You can't just say, oh, he's just giving another reason, but in a chinami, the Gemara's reason is correct also. There's a major nafgamina. What happens if he's Masuras Miteva, that no one ever did an action of sirus on him, he's just Masuras? Is there an Isser? So let's say he's Karus. So is there an Isser to do Nituk right now? Is there an Isser to do a complete severing? If you say, like our source in the Gemara, yeah, even if the Isser of Sirus Achar Sirus is Usser, even no matter how it happened. According to the Prisha, though, it's only a din in Asiya. It's a din in a multiple asios. Over here, there aren't multiple asios. So that's what Chassam Sofer suggests. Maybe there will be nafkamina. But anyway, everyone agrees in these cases, by sirus achar sirus, and by chimutz achar chimutz, by the Karmel Mincha, everyone agrees that you're going to be chayiv, lo nechlku el b'matil mum b'bal mum. Why did we raise the issue of bal mum before, by the Bechor, to lead us to this? To the machlokas is, when it comes to being matil mum on a carbon that's already bal mum. Rameir sovr kol mum lo yebo, v'rabaran savri tamim Yihi el Ratzon. Rameir derives kol mum lo yebo, and Rabbanon say tamim yihi el Ratzon. So that's what the machlok is about. Rameir says kol is a riboy, and therefore even if it's a bal mum, you can't add another mum. And the Rabbanon say no, it's just it's a din that has to be a tamim. So if it's already a bal mum, there's no iser in adding another mum. It's not a tamim already. I've Rameir nam yaksiv tamim yihi el Ratzon. What's Rameir going to do with the pasuk of tamim yihi el Ratzon? Hahu lemute bal mum meikara. That comes to exclude if it was already a balmum. Balmum meaning if it was a balmum initially that was never kadosh before it was a balmum meikara. So it says Gemara, balmum meikara dikl bialmuhu. Wait a second, if it was a balmum meikara, then it's a dekl bialmuhu, then it's like a tree, then it has no kadusha whatsoever, it never could have become kadosh in the first place, then there's no isser of hatalas mum on something that was a balmum meikara, that was always a balmum. No, elamute psule mektashim lachar pidyonam is coming to tell me that there's no isser of putting a mum on an animal that was Hegdish and has been Nifta after it became possible, has been redeemed. Because there still are certain restrictions on that animal. I might have thought,
since there are restrictions, you're not allowed to do Giza, you're not allowed to do Avoda, so maybe you can't put a Mum either.
And therefore comes to tell me that no, there's no Isser of putting a Mum on it. That's what Rav Meir is going to do with Tamim Yia L'Ratzon, that you're allowed to put a Mum on an animal that was Nifta. For Rabbanan Ami Yaksiv Kol Mum Lo Yebo, what are the Rabbanan going to do with the pasuk of Rav Meir's pasuk of Kol Mum Lo Yebo? Implies you're not allowed to put a Mum even if it already has a Mum. Homi Bai Lelicha De Tanya, the Rabbanan will use that pasuk for the following brisa. The Kol Mum Lo Yebo Ein Li Ela Shlo Yehebo Mum. I only know from there that you shouldn't have a Mum. Minayin Shlo Yirgom Lo Al Yedei Acherim. How do I know that you're not even allowed to cause something else to give the animal a Mum? Meaning do a trick to make sure that the animal gets a Mum, but your hands will be clean. How do you do that? Shalinech batzek o devela al gabe ozan, put some delicious food right by its ear, so one of the other animals will go chomping at its ear and will bite its ear off, and that will give it a Mum. Kadesh yava kelavi itlenu, so that a dog will come and will bite it and will give the animal a Mum. How do I know you can't even do that, even if you're not giving the Mum? Tamalomar kol Mum. Omar Mum, va Omar Kol Mum. It says Mum and it says Kol Mum. Kol Mum teaches even to set up the system in that way. So now we understand what Reb Meir and the Rabbanan each do with the other's psukim. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll pick up from Amar Rav Ami tomorrow. A much shorter shir tomorrow also. Right.